In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we get the name. Tonight, through the grace of God, we will discuss together chapter 6 from the book of Acts. This chapter is a very important chapter, and the whole scripture, because in this chapter we read about the ordination of the deacons, the ordination of the first 7 deacons in the church. The summary of the chapter, there was a complaint from the Grecians, and because of this complaint, the church decided to appoint 7 deacons. Also, we read in the chapter that many of the priests converted to Christianity. Many of the church priests converted to Christianity. We also read about St. Stephen and the power of God that was working with them and have performed many miracles and wonders. And there was a controversy between St. Stephen and the Jews, and they charged him with blasphemy and they brought them before the Sanhedrin. This is the summary of the chapter, and let's start reading it verse by verse. Verse 1. Now, in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. In those days, maybe after some years from the Pentecost, and now the number of the believers multiplied. Who are the Hellenists? Hellenists are Jewish people who live outside Jerusalem in Greece. Like we are Egyptian, but we live here in America. So the Hellenists are not Greek by birth. But they are Jewish people who live outside Jerusalem in Greece, and now they returned back to Jerusalem and they became Christian. The Jewish people who live in Jerusalem consider themselves superior to the Jewish people who live outside Jerusalem. And maybe that's why they neglected the Hellenists in the daily distribution. What's the daily distribution? As we read in chapter 2, that everybody took according to his need, and nobody was in need. And many individuals were dependent people. At the time, the women were working. So the women definitely were in need. And every day, they used to go to the disciples or the apostles and take their needs from them. And because the number was multiplied, maybe there was no much attention was given to the witness of the Hellenists. And when they found that these widows are neglected in the daily distribution, they made a complaint to the apostles. And here, we didn't find the apostles became Christians. or the Quran is a sifar, I say, you don't think it's okay. Why do you complain? No, they didn't act in this way. They started the complaint in a very objective way, and they started to find a solution, and they made a solution in order to satisfy the people. So I can say, every time and everywhere those who are human beings, we will not be perfect in ourselves, in our lives. And we expect complaint to come. And then when we hear any complaint, we should take it in an objective way. And suddenly complain and try to find a solution to the complaint. And in this way, everybody will be satisfied. And this is the responsibility of the servants of the church, like the apostles, like the church. So here, we know that the number of disciples multiply, and because the number of multiply, some witness of the heavens will be created in the daily distribution, and this complaint went to the apostles. Let us see how the apostles solved it. Verse 2. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve the people. And here the disciples or the apostles were very, very clear about their mission, their ministry. Their ministry is to pray and to preach the word of God. And they didn't want any distraction. That's why they started to choose lay people and to appoint a random in the church who's the head of the servant, the deacons, because the deacon, the word deacon in Greek means a servant. And here I like to describe the triangle of the priesthood. We have three ranks, the bishop and the priest and the deacon. The priest should be responsible for the spiritual affairs of the church. The deacon should be responsible for the administrative affairs of the church. And both of them should report to the bishop. That is the priority. The bishop and the priest and the deacon, priest responsible for the spiritual affairs of the church, deacons responsible for the administrative affairs of the church, and both of them report to the bishop. But here I want to emphasize how the women made it very clear it is not desirable that it should be distracted by administrative issues, by serving the people and believing the word of God. Our calling is to preach the word of God. Our calling is the spiritual affair of the church. And the number 12 means that Matthias was included, because we choose Matthias to replace Judas. And this means that Matthias was accepted as a full apostle among the 12 apostles. Verse 3. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. For over the service. So, in order for the apostles to dedicate their time for the spiritual ministry and for preaching the word of God, they decided to appoint 7 because of a number of perfection, 7 deacons, 7 servants, in order to be responsible for distributing the daily food for the needy. And here they made, I can say, two requirements or three requirements. Actually, there are two requirements: people of good reputation and full of wisdom. And why are these two requirements three? Because if you don't have a good reputation, and you cannot be wise unless you are full of the Holy Spirit. So the message here, we need to choose people who are of good reputation and wise. And if you are to find these people, they have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit means they bear the fruit of the Spirit in them. They are known for their honesty. They are known for their faithfulness. I found trust in them with a woman of the church, with the distribution they are taking. And why is it important to be prudent and understanding, know how to distribute wisely? And if you remember when the Lord spoke about the steward, he said, who is the faithful and wise steward? These are the two main characteristics. He will be very faithful, good reputation, and wise. And I usually explain it this way: if you have a business and you want to appoint a manager of this business, you will look for a faithful and wise manager. Faithful in order not to steal your money, and wise in order to be able to make a profit. If you choose to be faithful but not wise, then it is faithful to not steal your money, but you cannot make any profit. If you choose to be wise and not faithful, you will make a lot of profit, but you will steal it from you. In the same way, we as a steward, God expects from us two things: to be wise and faithful. Wise in order to make profit for the glory of God. Faithful not to seek the profit of ourselves, but to render it to God. And here is the participation of the people. They call the believers to see out from among you, citizen, nomination. That's why when we choose by the word of deacon, we ask him to nominate you. We don't appoint them, we follow the biblical order. You nominate, and then we choose from those who are nominated. Even in the priesthood, you know, the people have to approve the candidate for the priesthood, or even the shepherd. They have to approve him first. As the apostle said, see out around you, sit in the name of good reputation, full of Holy Spirit and wisdom. Who will we appoint over the citizens? Appoint him or thee. Appoint him or thee. Ordain him. And we will see how the ordination will be done. Ordination will be done by prayer and laying of hands. Until then, when we ordain deacon or a priest, we ordain them by prayer, laying of hands, and the bread and oil spirit as the Lord raises the disciples and gives them the Holy Spirit. Verse 4, but we will get ourselves continually to prayer as the minister of the Lord. Here is the goal. We want to appoint deacons in order for us to dedicate ourselves continually to prayer and ministry of the Lord. This is our calling as spiritual priests. We need to dedicate our life to prayer, like worship, liturgy, praises, and preaching the word. This is the responsibility of the deacons to help in the administration. And I want you to note that they did not appoint deacons So then the apostle Mujahid and the relax. But he didn't say this. He said, actually, upon being removed, there is another calling, another mission of the apostle for, which is the prayer and the ministry of the world. Verse 5, and the saying, please the Lord of the multitude. And here is the wisdom. When there is a complaint, I should find a solution that possibly pleases everybody. If I find a solution to please everybody, then actually I'm successful in resolving this conflict. And here I want you to note that the apostles did not let the complaint to go for so many weeks or months or years. They immediately attempted the complaint, made a solution, and everybody was pleased, everybody was happy. And the saying, please the Lord of the multitude. Every chose, said the person, Stephen, a man full of faith, and the Holy Spirit. And actually, in Acts 6 and 7, we will know more about St. Stephen. St. Stephen became the first martyr and became the archdeacon or the head of the deacons. And full of faith. Full of faith means he was a believer, a Christian, full of the Holy Spirit, faithful. And full of the Holy Spirit, and full of the Holy Spirit. As I told you in the book of Joannes, I will be faithful, others are filled with those. And Philip, this Philip is different than Philip, one of the 12 apostles. This Philip is commonly referred to as Philip the Evangelist. And when you see each other here, have this amazing ministry in Samaria. And after this, the Lord actually chose him to go and preach to the Ethiopian eunuch. Then we read in the book of Acts about Philip that at the end he lived and lived on the ministers as Caesarea, as we read in Acts chapter 21, verse 8. At the end he lived and lived on the Caesarea. Then the other names, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas. Some people say that Nicholas is the one who was mentioned in the book of Revelation about the heresy of Nicolaus. So maybe it's the same Nicholas actually who started this heresy. He saw him as one of the seven, but he drifted away from the faith. And the third method of crucifying from Antioch. What does it mean, crucifying from Antioch? The word crucifying means a person who lives Gentile, not of Jewish origin. So this man was from Antioch. He was a Gentile, not Jewish man from Antioch. But he was converted to Judaism and being circumcised, and after this he became Christian. So when we read the word crucified in the New Testament, crucified means a person who was not a Jewish but converted to Judaism and being circumcised. And as for Nicholas, he became actually Christian later on, was chosen one of the seven deacons. Verse 6, whom he sent before the apostles. But when we rotate the vehicles, the car goes over and the vessel, the stand for the vessel to orbit again. And when we have prayed, the lady has orbit. This is how we ordain. You know, in the ordination, the bishop first prays, say some prayer, and then he lays his hand on the hand. So, to ordain, we ordain by laying hands and by prayer. Usually, the ordination happens either after the reading of the book of Acts or either after the reconciliation prayer. The ordination of bishops and patriarchs are done after the reading of Acts. Why? Because the ordination of the bishops and patriarchs are the continuation of the apostles. That's why we are ordained after the reading of the book of the Acts of the apostles. Deacons and priests are ordained after the reconciliation prayer. Because their ministry is ministry of reconciliation. That's why the deacons and the priests are ordained after the prayer of reconciliation, because their ministry is ministry of reconciliation. Now we have several events in the Quranic. Chanter or Salos means the deacon who chants. Ognosis or leader means those who read. Some deacon or deacon assistant who assist the full deacon in his ministry. There is the full deacon, and there is the archdeacon, which is the head of the deacon. So we have Psalms, Psalm, which means the chapter. Ognosis means leader, some deacon, deacon assistant, then the full deacon, and the archdeacon. Unfortunately, all the ranks of the deacons are not working properly during these days. For example, chanters should chant only, but now we ordain ourselves, and from the ladies of the day we can read and can serve the water, and this is not right. All of those who are the most leaders should read, but unfortunately, we allow ourselves to read. Only the full deacon should serve inside the book, but never allow ourselves and the apostles to serve inside the book. And the deacon who serves inside the book should be assisted by the other deacon to assist him in preparing the book. And then there must be archdeacon actually to organize and supervise all the deacon ministry. And the deacon will only serve, the full deacon will only serve the book, but as I said, he should be responsible for all the administrative affairs of the church. As I was speaking of preaching the word of God, so he has a liturgical ministry, and besides the liturgical ministry, was in charge of the administrative affairs of the church. And actually, I was thinking, if in our diocese we start to allow only the apostles to chant, only the leaders of the apostles to lead, only some deacon and deacon to serve in the vice altar. But I never consider, because this is not followed everywhere. So people will come and start to compare why the apostles are allowed to serve in this church but not serving here. Why the leaders are allowed to be inside the altar but not here. And the conflict here is that unfortunately the wrong begins the wrong. And when one of the religions actually people will complain about what's right. But as St. Paul said, that is the order. And I know one thing that we can keep the original order of the deacon. Also, the full deacon and archdeacon should be Tudo lá na consequência, se que a doutora fazer as condições. E also arrested in black holes, like the reasons. The communication and the archspeaker should be fully consecrated to the service of the Lord. This is it. Then the world does say, wow, because now there are deacons for the spiritual spread of the spirit. And the apostles dedicated more time to the ministry of the world and prayer. That's why the word of God said. But if the apostles were busy with the administrative affairs of the church, this would be hindrance to speak in the word of God. And the numbers of the disciples multiplied daily in Jerusalem. Disciples mean those who believe in Christ. Why can we call disciples? Because they are disciples of Christ. So when you read the word disciples, disciples means Christian, disciples of Christ. And in the beginning of all, the priests were obedient to the faith. So even priests from the Jewish tradition now they converted to Christianity and became Christian. And I want you to know that there was a great number of priests in Acts chapter 2, verse 36 to 39. We read that there was at that time in Acts 4,281 priests who returned from Babylon. So we expect the same number of priests multiplied than 4,289. And many of these priests now became Christian. Obedience to the faith means obedience to the Christian faith, to believe in Christ. Verse 3. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. So, not only was successful in his ministry as an archbishop, but also God used him in order to perform miracles and to perform wonderful signs among the people. In the ordination, the Lord said, descended upon the canon. So the Holy Spirit descended upon the Stephen and the other six deacons. And because he received the grace of the Holy Spirit through this ordination, now they become full of power, the power of the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit signs and wonders on their hands. And full of faith means he was a godly man. He was confident in God. His faith was aligned, not busy, not a theoretical faith. He left what he believed. He left what he believed. Verse 9. But we think that Stephen will see the church growing, the number of disciples multiplying, is the word of God spreading, and Stephen will be silent? No. We expect with any growth, any progress in the service, we expect also that Stephen will attack. It's for faculty. Verse 9, then there arose some from what is called the synagogue of the Cyrenian. Cyrenian, Alexandrian, and those from Phoenicia and Asia. Who are the Cyrenian? As you know, some people, many Jews, actually Catholic Jews, were taken captive and sold into slavery by Pompey in 63 before Christ. So, either these people or their children, got free later on. So, they called themselves the freedmen. those who will flee from the slavery and be made a synagogue for themselves. Actually, there were many synagogues in Jerusalem. In the Talmud, we read that during the time of the first church, there was 480 synagogues in Jerusalem. 480 synagogues in Jerusalem. So, that's the first. Syrian was a group of the Jewish people who lived there and now they returned to Jerusalem and they had their own synagogue. The synagogue of the Syrian. Alexandria, also Jews who lived in Egypt, in Alexandria. And then they returned back and they made their own synagogue. Synagogue of Alexandria. Means Jewish people who lived in Egypt. Cilicia, those were from Cilicia. Cilicia actually is the place where St. Paul was born. Because Tarsus, the birthplace of St. Paul, was part of Cilicia. So this synagogue, this synagogue, we have St. Paul in this synagogue, and we know that the synagogue attended the trial of the speaker. So he was a member of this synagogue of Cilicia, and as you know, St. Paul was a disciple of the Gamaliel. And St. Paul attended this trial and was one of those opponents of the speaker. And in Asia, here doesn't refer to the continent of Asia, but Asia here refers to the province, the Roman province of Asia Minor, which Ephesus was the capital. If you visit Turkey, you will now know Ephesus, which was the capital of a province, a Roman province called Asia. So this synagogue, the freedmen, Cyrenia, Alexandria, Cilicia, and Egypt were disputing with Celestine. And as I told you, St. Paul, or his name was before Saul, was one of these people. Why he was disputing with Celestine? They were disputing who said Stephen, son of Christ, and all of these people were Jewish. And they did not believe that Christ is the Messiah. They did not believe in the resurrection of Christ. That's why they were disputing with St. Stephen. But St. Stephen, who is full of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord promised us that he will give us power and wisdom, that no one can contradict or resist. That's why we could not resist or contradict the wisdom of St. Stephen as we present, and we were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Wisdom and spirit mean these words are not his own words, but the words of the spirit of his mouth, because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, nobody can resist the wisdom. It's not a human wisdom, but it's a divine wisdom. Verse 7. Then they secretly induced men to say, "We have heard speak blasphemous words against Moses and God." And until then, when people cannot resist, cannot reply wisely, they turn to one to attack. In any dispute, if you are making your case wisely, and the person in front of you starts to attack you, this means he cannot resist your reason or your logic. Once the person cannot resist the logic or the reason or the result, he turned to attack and the scene completed with him. There's no kind of such scene. When people were able to resist, the result was again. They used secretly men to attack. Until now, we see this is happening. When the people cannot resist the result, secretly, they conspire and devise plans to attack. Secretly, use men to attack. Attack and speak. And instead of having worked with him, see that for small against Moses and power. This really is a switch and twist in the word of Celestine. Because Celestine was preaching that the law of Moses could not save the people. That's why God sent the Son Jesus Christ to save us by the grace. And the law disciplined us after Christ, and the law was sinful to the law of covenant vanished as a voice here in Hebrew, Shalai 8, and now there is a new covenant in the grace and truth. So we listen to these words, and we said we learn in it, seek blessedness word against Moses and against God, against Moses, because literally spoke against. Had the law of Moses did not enter him. And that was when he said, God is the Son of the world, and Jesus is God, and he considered his blessing. Because he did not believe in Jesus is God. Verse 12. And they stirred up the people, the earth, and the scribes. And they came upon him, seized him, and brought him to the camp. The second way, as I told you, when a person cannot resist the wisdom, number one, he starts to attack. Number two, he starts to spread rumors among the people, and to spread the people. Again, you know, the person whom you want to attack. That is very common in the Stephen. They attacked him and they stirred the people against him. They stirred the people. People, every scribe, everyone against him. So they seized him and brought him to the council. The council said this is the dream. Why? To try him, to examine him, to test him. They also set up false witnesses who said it. That is the third thing. False witnesses who said it. This man has not seen to speak blasphemous words against his holy grace and the law. So the first person to attack. Second people, to spread the people, spread rumors and order to spread the people. Third person, they bring false witnesses. People who do not say the truth. To bear false witnesses against Celestine. And they said, this man, Celestine, does not cease to speak that God's word against the holy place and the law. Holy place is the temple. Definitely, St. Stephen was preaching the destruction of the temple. As the Lord told him in Matthew chapter 24. As he considered this, he is speaking blasphemy against the temple. And again, the law, definitely, St. Stephen spoke how the Lord did not save the people. And that's why God released the law of covenant to the temple. But he could not accept it. Verse 14, for we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy his flesh and shed the carcass which Moses delivered to us. Yet there is wisdom here. Jesus tabernacle was destroyed to flee? No. It is their rebellion against God that destroyed the place. The Lord was in Jerusalem, How many times I wrote together with the children and the men gathered the chief under the wings, but I refused. Your house will be destroyed. So why the house was destroyed? Why the building was destroyed? Because of their dominion. Not because Jesus destroyed the temple. But then Mr. Stephen was preaching about the destruction of Jerusalem. And was giving them warning that the temple will be destroyed, which was fulfilled in 70 AD. And since the Father was not clever of us, definitely, because this Father was simple. Circumcision was simple for the temple. All the sacrifices were simple for the Holy Eucharist. So he was not changing. Actually, he was preaching the fulfillment of these customs. Because circumcision was fulfilled by the Holy Spirit. Sacrifices was fulfilled by the Holy Spirit. But instead of saying he was preaching the fulfillment of the customs, they said no, he was changing the customs which Moses delivered to us, twisting him from the hands. And all who sat in the council looked intently at him. Well, they wanted to see what was his reaction to this accusation. May I understand? Standing at the synagogue, among all these captive synagogues, accused falsely that he blasphemed against God, against Moses, against the Holy Place, against the law. And the punishment of blasphemy, stoning. So he would be stoned, he would be killed. So they looked steadfastly at his face to see how was his reaction. And maybe they were expecting to see them sitting afraid, crying, shaking, so angry because of this false accusation. Sometimes when people falsely accuse us, we feel so angry. But heaven found him, and he saw him as the face of an angel. God people, people who are filled with the Holy Spirit, even when they are falsely accused, even when they are charged with blasphemy, even when they are condemned to death, because God is within them. Their face will be shining like an angel. And I'm sure St. Paul, when he was sitting in his council and looked at St. Stephen, I believe that this face, the shining face, the angelic face of St. Stephen, was one of the goals that pierced the heart of St. Paul. But until this moment, St. Paul's heart was hardened. That's why he did not believe. And when the Lord appeared to him, he told him, it is difficult for you to kick against the rules. One of his goals was the peace of St. Stephen. That's why in his letters he referred to St. Stephen. Because he judged him, he condemned him to death, and actually he kept the cause of the people who stoned St. Stephen. What happened in the trial? This is actually what we read in Acts chapter 7. Glory be to God, to the Lord, and to the Lord. Any comments or questions on this chapter? I have some review questions about the chapter.
or the mission in this chapter. What initiated the need for people for the mission? Is it an agreement to the disciples' number, or the disciples were tired of service, or trying to find a job for those two people they need? Which one do you say? Okay, they agreed with the time of hunger. So against the very good. The second one, how many people is where to be with me? Or on the law. Number three. What sophistication would they look for in the a good invitation to the Holy Spirit of wisdom, good money, being of glory? So then we increase the multiplication and put the Holy Spirit in the number four. So in verse 5, name the chosen men of the king. Stephen Cordina, okay. Philip, Nicholas, Simon, Nicholas, very good. Okay. So, when does the ordination of deacons of care in the public church nowadays? After the reading of the Acts, after the prayer of the consolation, or during the best of prayer? Okay, after the prayer of reading. Then both are called to focus on
prayer and the Word of God.
Prayer and
ministry of the Word.
Reading the Word, very good. With the other ministries being accomplished by deacons and
laymen.
According to Acts chapter 6, the deacon is a synergy between lady and clergy, congregation, submit names and bishops for deacon. Neither congregation nor bishops have a role in the AMD. Look at the synergy between lady and clergy. Means that the lady, he has to choose, they, and then the bishops appoint for a day. Okay, so the work that synergy between lady. What is the meaning of these friends or people? Charles, Jan, very good. It must be together.
Assistant to the deacon.
What about the deacon? I didn't write the deacon.
The leader of the
family. Well, say it as a servant to be the deacon.
Yes.
Servant. Very good. Ashley.
The leader of the deacon.
Very good. Verse 7. What was the deacon's rank? Archdeacon, leader, priest. Very good. Question deacon. People from the synagogue of freedom were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which the Stephen spoke. That's why they accused him of blasphemy.
True. True. True.
How did the people in the town succeed since Stephen when Luke was the pastor? His faith was just an angel. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Then, do you have any questions?
أمين الكتابة ريكا يوكا يوكا ماتي كاني كاي كسو سيون اسكوني ون
Thank you. Thank you.